with the Musers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. And Big Dick Hunter is in here to amuse us now.
Oh, what a big night it is.
Well, you do. You got the...
I just got the call on my cell phone. The Gulfstream jet has landed. They're en route.
He makes enough money to have a Gulfstream jet?
Oh, yeah. He's got a jet, a Ferrari. And you should see, this guy is neighbors with Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. Neighbors.
He makes that kind of, I mean, you know he makes money.
He had the greatest idea in the history of ever. It was something anybody could have thought of. And it's cheap to make. You know what they give girls for being in that, right? You know what their overhead is?
A t-shirt. And that's it.
Yeah. And they do it with handheld video cameras. We're talking about Girls Gone Wild, of course. They don't want it to be any kind of real polished, you know, 35-millimeter film production or anything, because they want it to look real. And Joe Francis is going to be up here. He's bringing Doug Stanhope from The Man Show, because that guy is hosting this particular video that they'll be shooting later tonight. Hey, Runner, I was going to ask you a hypothetical about this. All right, let's say that your daughter's a couple of years older, old enough to legally make the decision if she wanted to do this.
I don't even want to think
now,
about
it. Now, hang on. Here's the pitch. Still living at home and everything, right? Now, you know what you know, that Girls Gone Wild is in town tonight, just somewhere in the Metroplex, shooting. And she asks you something like, can I go stay at a friend's house? Maybe, you know, it's Wednesday night. Maybe they're going to go to church together. Just knowing that they're out there somewhere on the streets filming and you're not going to be watching her 100% of the time, do you do anything other than keep her locked indoors?
Yeah. I'd let her go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I trust her.
Particularly left-leaning attitude. Yeah,
no,
but I applaud that.
Trust.
No.
No, the left is all about trust.
Not particularly left-leaning, I would say.
Well,
and the
good.
Left is not all about trust.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, they're very trustworthy. They're about as trustworthy as a ride.
Well, we trust each other. But I'm happy to hear that from you. That's good. That's a progressive parenting stance.
Yeah, sham artists usually do.
Well, I'm gonna be looking forward to seeing a lot.
So, are you going where they're shooting tonight?
Yeah. I'm telling you, you have not lived till you've been out for a night with Joe Francis. I learned that. I'm looking forward to it again tonight.
And didn't he hold up the shooting till you got off work?
Yes, he did. When he was up here last time, he told me he wanted me to run the camera. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I wasn't sure how serious he was about it. And so I'm packing up. I'm finishing up some stuff up here. And he calls me on my cell phone. He's like, dude, we're shooting. How long do you get here? Because I want you to run the camera. I was like, oh, well, all right.
That's
about 5-10 minutes away. Just turned 30.
Oh, now that makes me sick.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that makes me sick.
Listen, when I feel... I'm the oldest guy there. I'll be the oldest guy. He'll be the second oldest guy there, and I'll be the oldest guy there. All his cameramen are required to be under
30.
I'll
show up and make you both feel better.
All his cameramen are required to be under 30 and single. That's company policy. Oh, he has a great life. He does.
Well, he really does.
He does.
And it taking was, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And the only overhead he's got is advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And you know what? Those ads on E! Air 47,000 times a year. He's the biggest advertiser by far on E! Pretty much owns the network that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's paying millions for that.
Yeah.
Millions.
Listen, when he called last week and told me he was going to be in town, he asked me if my girlfriend was going. I said, sure, if you'd like for her to come along. He said, you know what? He goes...
He's wanting her to participate.
Yeah, he probably
he's
would.
He's buttering
but,
you up for that.
Well, I don't know about that, but he told me that he had never met more of a guy's girl. And I said, that's right. She is a guy's girl, Joe.
So all right, that's... Am I invited tonight?
Sorry. I think they're wanting to have... They're worried about the male-female ratio.
Really?
Trying
well,
to keep
well,
them...
I can't go, so I'm not invited tonight.
Do you want to come? If you really want to come, I might be able to work something out.
What time's it going to be?
Well, it'll start when the show's over with, and we'll turn in about 8.
8? You mean in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I cannot hang with that. But if it was going to happen about between 9 and 10, I might be able to make that. But I need to be getting on home about 10 o'clock.
Sorry.
All right.
Got to get home for the replay of Bill O'Reilly.
Sure.
2 minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair Centers. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds. Or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
No!
Be ready to go.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. And here to the 6 simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. You ready? You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that. I think that while Corby was handling up on his pooch, Julie actually walked in and said, "Honey, why is the peanut butter out on the bed?"
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go. You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
No, no.
I'm not going to do that. For Valentine's Day, I'm going to muzzle my wife, give her a whore bath, and poke a possum.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that. Big Dick Hunter, everyday six man. I love you, man.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
No, no, I'm not going to do that. I got you little doggy stories on the front porch that's swinging like a summer solstice.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're on the 2 minute drill. Go.
No, no, I'm not going to do that. Hey, Roger, Mr. Rich.
Was that the same guy?
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We return tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Until then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
The Ticket.